Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, a recent acquisition of grown trees leads to a city-owned tree farm.
Plus, Ozarks heads to the small screen. We go behind the scenes of a local television network's news production.
But first, from the shutdown of an area bridge to the private option, Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
It's been a varied week in terms of what stories have made headlines. First, let's talk about taxes. At its meeting this week, the Crawford County Quorum Court agreed to pursue a 1/2% increase to the county's sales tax. That increase would entail a 1/4-cent sales tax hike to pay for construction of a new county jail, as well as a 1/4-cent increase that would pay for operations of the facility once it's built. County Judge John Hall says that the county is in dire need of a new facility to house detainees.
Our jail is 25 years old. It's outdated. We've had some problems with even being certified with the state, and we've also run out of room, and it's overcrowded. It's got lots of problems, and we're going to go out. We're just going to go build a new one and try to and make it 3 times as large, and it'll meet all the state standards, and it'll be certified, and we will be able to handle our own people here in the county. Right now, we've got a great big portion of them in other people's jails.
That includes some detainees being held at the Washington County Detention Center. Though county voters have thrice rejected similar proposed sales tax increases, Hall is encouraged by the recent success of a similar sales tax vote in Yale County.
We're doing something a little different. We're going to put this thing on the primary election ballot, which will let everybody that comes to vote in the primary election will have an opportunity to vote for or against this thing. So this is not going to be a special election where just a certain the beginners come out or the four people come out. This is going to be on a general election ballot where you will have thousands of people will come to vote. And when they're voting, they'll also be voting on this issue. So it's a little different, approach, and we're going to see what happens.
The Quorum Court will formally approve the sales tax issue next month. The primary election and vote on the sales tax issue will be held on Tuesday, May 20th. The county currently levies a 1% sales tax, which has been in effect for more than a decade. Also in the River Valley this week, officials with the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad were determining the cause of a failed bridge raising mechanism this week after a pair of cables malfunctioned and left one end of the bridge raised. Ron Sparks is the chief of the railroad's police force, and he is managing the repair efforts at the Arkansas River Bridge near Van Buren.
Of course, this bridge was built in 1969, and those cables have been there since then. But they are maintained and lubricated and things of that nature on an annual basis at least. And then they are inspected, and we inspect the bridge monthly. But we don't know yet what caused the cables to break. Our engineers and specialists are still trying to determine that. The status today is we have manpower and parts and equipment and heavy equipment here. We have more equipment coming to be in the water as far as barges and cranes to help us get this bridge up so that we can resume river traffic, of course, is a big issue, and then the train traffic as well.
He says that a bridge malfunction like this is unusual for the railroad.
Well, I've been here 16 years, and this has never happened since I've been here, and I don't know of it happening any time since we've owned this bridge, nothing to this degree, which we've had it for going on 28 years. So we haven't experienced anything like this. You know, occasionally things will go wrong with it, but it's usually an electronical problem or something we can fix fairly quickly. Nothing that stops river traffic or rail traffic, because the bridge can be mainly ran from a motor that's on top of the bridge, even if the electronics go out. So we have ways to operate it. This is the first time we've had this kind of an issue that I know of.
Although dealing with a bridge malfunction of this magnitude is new to the railroad, Sparks estimated it would take about a week for the necessary repair work to be completed, provided that no other problems were encountered in the process. But not every headline came from Crawford County this week. The bounds of development in downtown Bentonville are set to spread in coming years after the city's planning commission last week approved a master plan for the southeast downtown area. Troy Galloway, Bentonville Planning Services Director, says that the master plan grew out of a scarcity of space for further development in the roughly 5-block area surrounding the central downtown square.
This particular plan in the southeast part of town gives us an opportunity to develop a couple of districts, one being a market district, the other an arts district, and an opportunity to fold in a wider variety of residential densities in and around the southeast part of downtown so that we have, in the end, an expanded downtown that is much more capable of serving a growing population and just the smaller confined area in and around the square.
Galloway says that the Southeast Downtown Master Plan is an extension of the rapid development that has already happened in Bentonville's downtown area.
I'll use the Arts District as an example. ERC Development out of Fort Smith has committed to do a 60-unit apartment building that's on the north edge of the Arts District. And so that will give us some additional residential density in the Arts District that will also benefit the Market District long term. And we have private developers that have already acquired properties in the Market District, one being the old Tyson plant and one being the old Kraft plant, and they're in the process of repurposing those properties for development as well.
The Bentonville City Council will discuss the plan Tuesday evening. If aldermen approve the plan, it will become an adopted plan for the city. After that, Galloway says that the city will undertake a few water, sewer, and sidewalk infrastructure projects in order to support additional development in the area. And finally, a common thread throughout the week's news was talk in Little Rock of Arkansas's private option expansion of Medicaid. Governor Mike Beebe says that if lawmakers decide to drop the private option, they'll have to decide what else to cut to bridge a shortfall in the state's budget. The governor appeared Thursday night on AETN's Arkansans Ask program and said that the budget shortfall is compounded by a tax cut set to take effect July 1st, a tax cut originally based on expected revenue created because of the private option.
All of that's predicated on the fact that you've got that money from the private option to pay for that. If you don't have that money, what are you going to do? Are you going to repeal those tax cuts? I don't think so. If you don't repeal the tax cuts and you don't do the private option, continue where it is now, then you've got an $86 million hole in the budget that you've got to fix.
Opponents of the private option often cite one problem with the program as extremely low reimbursement rates to physician specialists by big insurance providers like Blue Cross Blue Shield. Beebe said that he's very optimistic the problem will be fixed soon. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.